WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us to talk this morning, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel and Special Report. Brett Baer, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you, sir. We were just talking about some great reporting by Catherine Herridge at the Fox News Channel. Tons of Republican lawmakers at this moment are warning the public that a memo that they've read, courtesy of the House Intel Committee, is shocking. We see members of Congress comparing it to the KGB tactics in the United States. What can you tell us about Fox's reporting on this memo?
Well, this memo has been put out to House members and all 435. So it's not just the Intel committees anymore, and they are pushing to release it to the public. And you're right, after seeing these congressmen react to it, it is, they describe, abuses, serious abuses of FISA. I think it'll come out public, essentially, if you're letting all 435 read it, even if you don't put it out public, it's essentially coming out public. They're not the best at not leaking if they're not on one of those Intel committees. But I think what you're seeing here is a description of the dossier being used to get a FISA warrant, and some of the backstory about how that happens.
Yeah, I mean, this is coming from the House Intel Committee, emanating from there. You know, Devin Nunes got into some trouble when he went to the White House seeking to warn them about the nature of unmasking requests during the Obama administration as well. And I imagine that, I mean, this has to truly be shocking to get these members of Congress to say this. Otherwise, this is just hyperbole run amok. If this thing comes out and it's nothing, Republicans are going to have a lot to answer for.
I agree. I don't think it's nothing, no. I mean, just listening to the descriptions. And, you know, also need to credit Sarah Carter, who's done, you know, great reporting on this. Sean Hannity obviously has covered it on his show nonstop. But I think over the next few days that you're going to get this out there, and then there's going to be a recalibration of what we've covered so far, and it'll be interesting to see how much oxygen this side of the story gets elsewhere.
Yeah, and I don't expect it to get a lot of play from the propagandists on the left. I just don't see it happening. And listen, one of these House members can just say that they have a cold, like Dianne Feinstein. That's why she released the, right? Isn't that why she released
the transcript?
Yeah, the transcript. She had a cold, and she wasn't thinking clearly. So one of them could have a cold.
Yeah, and it is flu season.
It absolutely. I was hallucinating. Let's talk about the shutdown that is supposed to happen at midnight tonight. Are the Democrats really going to give up and vote against the child health plan, the CHIP plan that they so desperately want, that is guaranteed for 6 years in this? Are they really going to vote against that?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the House moved it over to the Senate, so it is there. Continuing resolution, 6 years of funding the Children's Health Insurance Program. And there is nothing in this short-term bill that Democrats oppose. I mean, not one thing. So, you know, the whole thing about Republicans, the talking point is, well, this is horrible because Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and the House. But they don't really control the Senate because you have to get 60 votes to move forward. And there is a whip count out by Senator Schumer's side that is urging Democrats to vote against this CR in an effort to, you know, push the issue on DACA. So it's going to be tough, I think, to make it stick that it's the Republicans who shut down the government if it does happen.
So this is like, what, the fourth time in as many months or so that we've had to deal with this short-term fight. And in prior iterations of it, Democrats have chosen to allow the government to remain open, even though they wanted DACA concessions. What changed from the prior fights to now?
I think they think they have, you know, leverage, and I think they thought they had a president that was going to roll over on what they wanted. And, you know, that they're saying, the White House and Republicans, that if you pass this continuing resolution, we promise that we are going to negotiate in good faith and find some solution to the DACA issue before the deadline of March 5th. I think Democrats are holding the line. And it's interesting to see. I think if when push comes to shove, that someone's going to give, and you'll probably get a CR for 3 to 6 days.
So how does that work? What are the contours of that today exactly? I've been hearing sort of like a several-day CRs coming up. Would the House have to get involved in that again, or are they done with their business?
No, it would have to ping-pong back to the House. So they would amend the bill, likely. I don't know if they leave Chip in there. I suppose they do. And then it would ping-pong back to the House for a vote.
It's amazing, actually. We talked to Congressman Don Beyer earlier this morning, and he was, like, complaining about all of the notion that we would just have, we just keep doing short terms. We got to do a long term. Well, then why would you vote for, like, a several-day bill rather than one that lasts for 28 days, you know?
Exactly. No, it makes no sense other than there's, it fills this sense of urgency that, you know, it needs to get done now. And so they power through and, you know, get to some negotiated point over the next 6 days.
Let me ask you also about your interview with John Kelly earlier this week, because it was important for a number of reasons, including the fact we've seen reporting afterwards that the president may have been unhappy with him, that he suggested in any way that the president was uninformed on the wall and immigration stuff during the campaign. What was the big news item from that Kelly interview?
Well, I think that was it. I mean, I think the reaction of the president and the description of him being fuming and you know, talking to Kelly as soon as he got back to the White House, and even before that, I think the phone rang as he left the studio. But I thought it was pretty straightforward. I don't think that substantively Kelly was saying much different than what the Homeland Security Secretary said on the Hill the other day about the wall system, you know, and the parts of it are concrete wall, parts are fence, parts are, you know, security, you know, and technology and drones. The way in which Kelly said it about evolving obviously didn't sit well with the president. I thought the other things that were interesting in there were, you know, how the process works over there and the fact that he puts two sides of every issue before the president so that to make sure that those arguments are happening in front of the president so he can make a decision.
Yeah, Dick Durbin, Lindsey Graham, not happy with that at all. Thank you very much, Brett Baer, as always. Excellent interviews and excellent show. Appreciate
Great
you
weekend.
Stopping by the Mornings on the Mall, as usual.